Teirar Vayera, page Yudalid, first column. Like 10 lines from the end of the first column. Okay, we just started explaining this outside first. Okay, Altreb is explaining the way Alokus has to limit itself to come into the levels of Chochma, and therefore Chochma Vatzilis is not tangible Chochma, it's the source of Chochma of all Gashmiistic things. Nevertheless, Hashem is Antu Chad Valei B'chushman. So he starts explaining that between each world, there's a parsa. But the parsa between Atzilus and higher is a different parsa. So now he says like this, a curtain. So he says, because between Atzilus and higher than Atzilus, he calls it makom panoi. Not just a curtain that lessens it a lot, but it's actually removal and then re-revealing. So he says it now like this. To understand the difference between the blockage of a curtain versus the blockage of a makom panoi, that means you remove everything completely. To understand the concept of tzimtzum, what does it mean? What is Ur v'gilui mean? What do you say? Od ein sof. Od ein sof is the two definitions, by the way, in Chassidus. Od ein sof means the revelation of ein sof, or that the od itself is ein sof. Limitless. And both are right. But he says, any level of od is a revelation of something. If it's a revelation, it's automatically not the essence. Okay? That it comes down to reveal Elukus in the world. This is what Chazal say. Before Hashem created the world, there was only Hashem and his name. Okay? Meaning, who is Ein Sof Ba'atzme? The Medrash says like this. Before the world was created, there was Hashem and his name alone. One second. What does that mean? Who is the essence of Hashem? Shmoy, name, is like we learned many times, is the way you identify with somebody else. That's the way you are connected to somebody else. How do we know it? That's what Torah says. And think about it. Before God created the world, what existed? Nothing existed. Ushmei who earns of Shabbat Smusik. Shudabchinis Shmei, which is only the concept of a name. Shubachinis Hagilui, which is the concept of revelation. Mashayacholi is Mizgalu Mizpashi. What's able to be revealed. In other words, the revelation, Shmei, which is revelation, is that level of godliness that's able to be revealed. The level that's not able to be revealed is him. Who? Ein Sof. Not Ur Ein Sof. K'mei Ziv HaShemesh. I'll explain this more in a second.
Is Ur Ein Sof is the one that God hid?
Hid. yeah, to a certain extent. But Ur Ein Sof. Okay, give me a minute. Again, the ray of the sun only begins outside of the sun. In the sun, it's only sun. Nobody says, oh, I see the sun and its rays in the sun. In there, the rays exist. As Alter Rebbe says in Sheikh Vamuna, if the rays can come down 92 million miles, for sure they're in the sun. But in the sun, all it is the sun. It's no rays, it's bottled to the sun. When it leaves the sun, where the essence of the sun is not revealed, over there you can have earth. Over there you can have light.
But there is a relationship between the light and the sun.
Yeah. I'll tell you one second. I'm going to read and I'll explain this whole thing. Vine Ord Yetim Yashemish, the light that leaves the sun is called Ord. Like it says in Chumash. Vayikra Alokim, Lahor Yaim, but Yaim is called Ord because it's the revelation of the sun, Mashemer Biyaim, which shines during the day. Now, does the sun exist at night? Of course the sun exists at night. There's no difference in the sun between day and night. The only difference is in how much the sun is revealed. During daytime by us, he's revealed. And nighttime by us, he's not revealed. So now that he's saying like this. Okay, let me just finish the paragraph. It says in the pasuk, the sun itself is called Ma'or. Not Or. Or is the revelation from the Ma'or. Ma'or means the source of light. The same thing like it's in the marshal of the sun in the revelation of Alokos, okay, Od means the revelation of Hashem. Ein Sof Ba'atzmei is the level of Mod, which is Menu Nimshech Od. Okay, now the Alter Rebbe is not elaborating in this over here, but the bottom line is the Alter Rebbe says the Medrash that says before Hashem created the world was Hayahu Ushmei Belvad, was him and his name. And the Alter Rebbe is explaining name again. If you're the only one in the world,
why do you need a name?
You don't need a name. Why do you need a name? For somebody to call you, talk about you, identify you. So basically, without anybody else, there's no need for a name. I don't have a name myself. There's no need for a name. The purpose of a name is, again, somebody wants to speak Lashon Hara about you, you need a name. Nameless Lashon Hara is worthless. So you need a name that you want to call somebody, you call my name. But there's also another type of revelation called Ur. Here the Rebbe is not differentiating between them, but the name, for instance, when I call you, your whole essence turns to me.
What?
Turns to me. Unless you're a teenager. But like this, when you call somebody, they turn to you. But if I hear a name, it doesn't reveal to me who the essence is. I hear a name, Avram. Okay? That doesn't tell me who the person is. So the advantage of name is when I call him, the whole essence turns to me. But it doesn't reveal who I am. Or, you look at sunlight, you look outside now, you know it's not moonlight, you know it's not candlelight, you know it's not electric light, you know it's sunlight. Because Or reveals who the source is, unlike name. But the deficiency of Or is, Or doesn't give me the essence. Or just reveals a part of, not the essence. Name, when I call name, the whole essence comes to me.
There's no essence, there's no Or. There's no Ma'or, there's no Or.
Right, but it doesn't, I don't get the sun when I see sunlight. When I open the curtains, let's say it's a pitch black room. Yeah, pitch dark room. I open the curtains, now light comes in. Do I have the sun?
You don't have the sun.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. The light or reveals who the sun is, but I don't have him. Name doesn't reveal who the essence is, right? But through name, I have the essence. Okay, but that Alter Rebbe is not. I'm just saying that Derech Agav.
Anything that is revealed loses the essence.
Is not the essence. Etzem Biltin is Gala. The essence can be revealed until Mashiach Tchis HaMesim. Then it's a whole different story. But the essence cannot be revealed because any revelation, by definition, is a limitation. The essence is not limited.
But you have a little bit of the essence. You have the essence.
Correct.
So you have a little bit of a revelation. You have the... I understand the light.
I don't have the essence. I have the revelation of the essence. In other words, you have an apple. Okay? You cut the apple in half. Now when you bite into it, after making the bracha, Now, you have the taste of half the apple or the whole apple? The whole apple. Ah, you're only eating half the apple. Should have half the taste. Right? You're eating half an apple, you should have half the taste.
No, it's not half the taste. The taste is, doesn't matter how much of it.
Because the essence, which is the taste, any part of the essence, any part of it is the whole essence. But the essence, you don't have the essence. When you have odd, you have the sun or you have the light?
I have the light.
That's it. You don't have the sun. By name, you call the person, you have the essence. You have the, this, that, I'm just,
why did God need the name when there
was
nothing else inside?
Oh, one sec, that he's going to discuss now. Okay, let's see. You, second column. Vinei had Tzimtzum Haya Be'er Ein Sof. Tzimtzum was in, not in Mo'or, but in Revelation. I'll explain in a second. The Hainu Sha'or Nichlo B'Mo'or. The Earth is part of the source. Kilefi She'ena Elam Es Yechelu L'Kabo Gili Er Ein Sof. K'mei Shu Be'atzmusei. Because worlds would not be able to tolerate the essence of Hashem, because then it wouldn't be an existence of an entity, it would be all non-existent. And the world would be completely, meaning, in simple English, when infinite is revealed, finite cannot exist. So if you ever want to have finite worlds, you can't have an infinite revelation, because then it would just explode. It's too much. Therefore, Kach Tzimtzum Ur, Hashem limited the Ur, Sheyuch L'Bamor. It takes it back into the essence, I'll explain in a second. Therefore, it's only the potential Ur, that actual Ur, via Salambay. And it becomes concealed, Shleagili Ha'ur Akamor. Okay, meaning like this. When we gave the mashal before, that, the other day, that a teacher is so brilliant, let's say, it's not, it can't be, but let's say the teacher has infinite wisdom, and he wants to teach a little kid, he can't even cut it in half, because half of infinite is in. So what does he have to do? Like we said, he has to not forget, because he doesn't forget, he knows, he remembers it. He has to, so to speak, for a second, remove everything he knows. See, look. That's called makom panui, emptiness. He removes everything he knows. Then he's able to re-reveal in Or a little bit. Now, the Alter Rebbe is going to say in the next line, Tzimtzum didn't exist in Ma'or. In Ma'or there is no Tzimtzum. In essence there is no Tzimtzum. The worlds can't handle a revelation of infinite. So therefore, if worlds can't handle a revelation of infinite, the revelation needs to be limited. When the teacher wants to teach, the infinite teacher wants to teach, what you need to remove is not the teacher. You need to remove the intellect of the teacher.
Does that mean that there is a Torah up there that is much, much, much higher than the Torah that we have here?
You better believe it. Torah is called Chochmas Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Torah is wisdom. Then you have the Gemara says, and now when you learn this, everything makes sense. Like, this is so ridiculous. It's ridiculous statements. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk in by Shlomo HaMelech, that Torah is Shashuya HaMelech Batzmosi. It's the toy that God plays with. Okay, Chazal say, Torah is God's toy that he plays with.
Entertainment.
His entertainment. Now, we know there's Seichel Amidus. Above Seichel is Kesed, which is willpower. And higher than that is Tainug, pleasure. Obviously, Tainug is much greater than Chochmah. Chochmah is Ma'ayin Timatzeh. Chochmah is Ayin, even from Ratzin. How much more so Tainug? Correct? Now, when the Chazal tell us that Torah is God's toy, that God plays with every day, that's not the level of Chochmah Seishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not Torah as the wisdom of Hashem. When Chazal say, Oraisa v'kud shebrichu kul echad, Hashem and Torah is one. It's Hashem Chochmah. Hashem's way above Chochmah. It's only a tikkun. Tikkunim. Hashem is infinitely greater than Chochmah. Isn't that we're learning the whole Maimah here? Now, when you speak about Tainu, by the way, Tainu is lovely. Chai Yechida, Ratzin is Chai Yechida, is Tainu, the essence. There's a level of Torah, is the level of Torah which is above Seichel. It's, so to speak, God's Tainu, Hashem's toy. That's an infinitely greater level in Torah than Torah down here, which is Chochmah Seishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, you want to get the real essence of Hashem, it's only through Torah down here. Because Dafka, because it falls down lower, it originates higher. So therefore, the ultimate level of Torah is Leiba Shemayimi. It's not the level of Torah, which is even Chochmah Vashem up there, Chochmah Vatzilis, or even higher than Atzilis. Now, even that level of Torah, Neshamis are still greater. Neshamis are even greater than that.
The highest level.
Right.
I thought Torah never changes.
Torah doesn't.
All
around, here, there, everywhere. Yeah. Torah doesn't change. Because Torah, can Torah become Tameh? No, Torah cannot become impure. A person who is impure is allowed to touch a Sefer Torah, learn Torah. Torah doesn't become Tameh. Neshama in the body could become Tameh. I.e., Nefesh Kisechta. A Neshama sins, it becomes impure. Therefore, remember when we learned Perek Gimel and Dalet of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains, basically, he doesn't talk clearly about this, but the concept of it is as follows. If a neshama is greater than Torah, why do I need Torah to connect me to Hashem? I'm self-connected even above Torah. Why do I need Torah to do mitzvahs, to connect to Hashem, right? I'm more one with God than Torah is. So the answer is, up there, Taka, the neshama is greater than Torah. How do we know? The Medrash says, the Medrash says this. The one Medrash says, Shiva Devarim Kadma La'ilam, seven things are there before the world. Another Medrash says, Shnei Devarim Kadma La'ilam, two things are there before the world. What do you mean before world? Before world is no time. So before doesn't mean time. 10 years earlier. It means a greater level. Yeah? We know Torah is above world because Yistakol Bereisa Bar Alma, Torah, the Medrash says, is the blueprints of the world. So how did Hashem create the world? The Medrash uses the expression, the Torah, like an architect, the contractor looks in the blueprints and sees what to build. That means the blueprints are there before the building. Zayar uses the expression, Yistakol Bereisa Bar Alma. Hashem looked into Torah and created the world. Hashem looked into Torah, it says, Yehi Ad. Hashem said, Yehi Ad. It says, Yehi Rokia, Yehi Rokia. Which is the same thing as the Medrash, just in different terminology. Blueprints, it looked into Torah. Yeah? So therefore, obviously, Torah is greater than the world. Then the another Medrash says, B'min Nimlech, simply it means without a refinement of Chassidus, B'min Nimlech, with whom did God decide to build the world, to create the world? With the Shmaseim Shel Tzadikim. With the Neshamas of Tzadikim. So without Chassidus, the guy says, okay, God had a board meeting with the Neshamas. And they discussed, should we, shouldn't we? And they had a vote, and the Republicans won. Make the world. Not destroy the world like the Democrats. Make the world, the Republicans said, okay, we're going to create a world. Now that, I don't care. What are you going to sue me? Let me see. So that means, obviously, if Hashem discussed, so to speak, with Neshamas, obviously they're there first. Okay. By the way, what it means is, not that God sat down and had a board meeting because they were bored. It means, what was the purpose of creation, Neshamas Yisrael? That means, why did Hashem decide to create the world? Because of Neshamas doing Torah mitzvahs. Okay. So 1 minute. No, there was no board meeting. So now, Torah is above world, and Neshamas are above world. Yes? That the Medrash says clear. Shnei Dvaru Kod Malei. So now the Medrash continues, now who's first? Torah and Neshamas. Meaning, who's greater, Torah and Neshamas? So the Medrash says, when Torah says, Dabed El B'nei Yisrael, Torah says, speak to the Jews, obviously they're already Jews. If Torah says, speak to Jews, there's a premise that there's Jews already. If not, who are you speaking to? So the Medrash itself says, of the two, Torah is greater. Neshamas are greater than Torah. If so, the question is, so if I'm greater than Torah, why do I need Torah to connect Hashem? I have a neshama. The answer is, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya Perigim, Dalet really, that the Levushim, Mashav Diva Maitre Torah Mitzvah is even greater than the neshama. Why? Because down here, where the neshama becomes affected by the guf and Nefesh HaBamis and Yetzirah and all that, and the neshama is limited down here, so down here, Torah is greater. Torah can never become Tameh, and the neshama could sin and become Tameh. So down here, the neshama needs Torah mitzvahs. So now we learned a million times the famous question, so let the neshama stay up there. Let the neshama stay up there. What does it need to come down for? Stay up there. It's greater than Torah, and fine. Don't make all the headaches called world. So what's the answer? Obviously, you need the Torah Chaliyah. The Dafka by the neshama coming down into a place where it could become Tameh, Dafka in a place of limitation, corruption, because over there the neshama could reach greater. So the neshamas, in essence, though, are greater than Torah. So is Torah only Chochmah Sheshal Kadosh Baruch Hu? No. There is a love of Torah, which is Chochmah. We have Torah's Chesed al Hashayna. We say in Eish Tzchayil. There's a level of Torah, which is Chesed, Midas.
When somebody says Torah down here, which one of those levels you connect, the lower one or the higher one?
Officially, the I don't know. Officially, the higher one.
So, Rabbi, there are no creeds up